eyebrows, bow our heads, and pray in silence.
Amen. 我们一起来唱诗歌颂神。
Let us sing a hymn to praise God.
520首。
Hymn 520.
520首。
520。
我们这一堂课来谈一谈宣道的一个 friendly and readiness church and ready church， 就是怎么样我们预备好了，而且我们是一个能够欢迎各种不同的能够欢迎人的一个教会。
And our topic for this session is how to be a church that is prepared and friendly.
我想我们宣道的眼光不应该局限在我们原来的这个对象，就是一般都是中文的宣道为主的一个宣道策略。
And our evangelical eyesight should not remain on the original audience of Chinese speakers.
我们应该把它传给各族各国各方各民。
Instead, we should be concentrated in preaching to all nations and all languages.
那这样子，我们要把这个教会变成一个比较友善的教会。
And it is in this way that we will become a more charitable church.
Friendly,
More friendly church.
我们自己要做一些预备的工作。
And in order to do this, we must be prepared.
我们看下个 slide.
Next slide.
那我们谈到这个预备准备好是一个很重要的事情。
And it is essential for us to be prepared.
我们来看约翰福音的第二章十三节。
Let us refer to John chapter 2 verse 13.
约翰福音二章十三节。
John chapter 2 verse 13.
二章十三节。
Chapter 2 verse 13.
对不起一章二十三节。
John chapter
23.
John chapter 1, verse 23. John replied in the words of Isaiah the prophet, I am the voice of one calling in the desert, make straight the way for the Lord.
那个那个 AV, AV room, 你可不可以再找一个 file? 好像不是这个 file, 我一直 update 我的 file。
Can you look for an updated version of this file?
你把我的电脑拿过去给他。我们看到施洗约翰为主耶稣预备道路。
And we know that John the Baptist prepared the way for our Savior.
那耶稣就可以很顺利的在世上宣道。
And for this reason, Jesus was able to effectively preach in the world.
今天我们准备好了，主耶稣就会工作。
And today, if we have prepared, then we know that God will be acting among us.
各样不一样的人来到教会总是有一些 obstacles， 他们总是会遇到一些困难我们要把这些 obstacle 把它修直，要把这些困难把它障碍把它排除。
And there will be obstacles and difficulties that must be overcome for new visitors to our church.
早上刘弟兄在这边见证他怎么样带领一对这个广东的慕道朋友后来他们结婚了。
And in the morning, Brother Liu shared about how he helped a couple who was Cantonese speaking, and later on they were married.
他们常常吵架。
And they were constantly arguing.
那这样子，神怎么在他们生命做工呢
？And if they were always arguing, how could God work in them？
所以晚上十二点以后还要去他们家跟他们讲一点圣经。
And even after midnight, he had to go visit them at their house and speak to them about the Bible.
解决他们的问题。
In order to resolve their conflict.
后来他们两个人都来受洗。
And then both of them came to be baptized.
所以我们在亲近耶稣的人的任何障碍，我们要给他修辞，那主耶稣就会工作。
And whatever obstacles are in the way of people approaching God, we must resolve and overcome them.
所以我们 prepare 他们这个 way 就是 get them ready 这个让他们准备好，这个是很重要的。
It is very important for us to prepare the way for them.
我们看马太福音的二十六章十九节。
Let's refer to Matthew chapter 26 verse 19.
马太福音二十六章十九节。
Matthew chapter 26 verse 19.
26:19.
Chapter 26, verse 19. So the disciples did as Jesus had directed them and prepared the Passover.
我们看到主耶稣要办圣餐啊，那门徒也要去准备好。
Even when Jesus was preparing for the Last Supper, for the Passover, his disciples also had to make preparations.
这个办圣餐啊，这个 Passover 这是节期了哈，这是个 feast.
The Passover was a feast.
那请问我们现在真耶稣教会，我们不守旧约了。不守节期的，那我们现在有什么 feast 的呢？
And since in our true Jesus Church we do not keep these feasts, then what celebrations do we have?
其实我们现在灵恩布道会就是代替以前那个 五个 feast 啊、哦。
In reality,
五个节期
our spiritual convocations take the place of the five feasts of the Old Testament.
啊、哦，布道会就是吹角的节日啊，吹角节。
And our evangelical events are the day of the trumpet.
五旬节就是收割的日子啊，就是现在我们拯救灵魂的日子啊。
And the Pentecost is a feast of the harvest where we reap these souls.
啊，我们在这个地方又啊，我们在这个灵恩布道会又办圣餐礼，就好像主耶稣在办做了晚餐办圣餐一样啊。
And during the spiritual convocation, we have the Holy Communion, just like Jesus prepared for the Passover meal.
那个灵恩布道会哦，你不预备，主耶稣没有办法在这次大大祝福我们的啦。
And if we do not prepare in the evangelical services, then God cannot bless us.
所以耶稣特别派人去预备这个宴席、哦、
And that is why Jesus sent his disciples to prepare for this feast.
有时候小弟到地方要去参加联布道，我就觉得这个地方教会真的没有准备好。
Sometimes when I participate,
对不起哦，讲重一点。
Sometimes when I prepare for local spiritual convocations, I feel like they have not prepared.
不要说什么礼拜三、礼拜四、礼拜五晚上、哦都没有，不要说慕道朋友，连信徒都没有来嘞。
On Wednesday, Thursday, and Friday nights, we not only have a lack of truth-seeking attendees, but also even members do not show up.
我就稍稍头，哎，奇怪了，平常很热心的啊，我常常遇到他们的，为什么这个灵恩布道会都没有来支援呢？这个我就觉得怎么会这样呢
？And I scratch my head, thinking they usually seem so zealous, and why would they not support this kind of spiritual communication work?
我没有知道这个灵恩布你。那个旧约的节期是他们复兴信仰的一个最重要的时间哦。
And we know that the feasts in the Old Testament were a time of revival of their faith.
今天真耶稣教会两次灵恩布道大会是复兴我们弟兄姐妹一个灵性的最重要的时间哦。
In the same way, the spiritual convocations of today are the two times a year when we are reviving our spiritual faith.
那我们职务人员，我们职会的人员，我们先到成员都没有准备。这个主耶稣怎么来收成？没有办法，不要说布道没有人来听，连信徒都没有办法得到造就。
And if our church council and team members do not even participate, then how can we ask the Lord Jesus to come and reap the harvest?
所以，有的教会花两个月禁食祷告，这个就是一个精神上的很大的预备。
And there are some churches that spend 2 months in fasting prayer so they can be spiritually prepared.
这个真的很重要，要预备让主耶稣来人的新工作，所以你一定要花很多 invitation card， 邀请很多迷失的羊，邀请他们回来。
And this is an essential preparation so that people's hearts may be ready, and we need to send out many invitation cards and invite the members.
我鼓励诸位回去哈，当然这跟宣道没有关系哦，但是哈，如果布道会哈，你宣道的时候有诗班哈，帮助很大。
And I encourage the members that to participate in the choir because for the spiritual convocations. And this is
不是就说不是 participate 是那个布道会的时候有诗班的 presentation， 那个对布道会帮助很大。
And the hymnal presentation is very important to evangelical events.
如果你们教会有诗班，一定要布道会的时候 present。
If your church has a choir, then they should participate during these evangelical events.
您跟布道会好像打仗啊。
And this evangelical spiritual communication is like a war.
耶稣华打仗的时候，把诗班摆在前面。
When Jehoshaphat went into battle, he placed the choir before them.
所以有时候我觉得也是有点奇怪，平常安息日有献诗啊，灵恩布道会没有献诗，有点奇怪哦。
And sometimes I find it very strange that the choir might present during services, but they do not do it during spiritual communication. Special evangelical services.
因为什么？你一诗班一来献诗哈，至少诗班成员会得到造就嘛，对不对哈？就是他们至少要来听道理嘛，不会说我来献诗就回家不听到了吧，对不对？应该不会吧？
And if the choir,
至少出水力多一点吧。
if the choir comes to participate, at least they will be edified and they will stay and listen to the word. They will not just come and present their hymns and leave.
那诗班成员也可以邀他们一些朋友来哈，听诗歌的诗歌哈。
And the choir members can also invite their friends to listen to their hymnal presentation.
所以节期要预备啊，这个灵恩布道会一定要预备。
Therefore, we must prepare for this feast of the spiritual convocation.
让主耶稣的心意得到满足啊。
So that God'swill may be satisfied.
我们再看马可福音三章九节。
Let us also refer to the book of Mark, chapter 3, verse 9.
马可福音三章九节。
Mark, chapter 3, verse 9.
找不到那个 file 吗？马可福音三章九节。
Mark chapter 3 verse 9. Because of the crowd, he told his disciples to have a small boat ready for him to keep the people from crowding him.
这有时候主耶稣，我们圣经上讲很多细节，就是要我们要 get ready 啊。圣经上讲很多的细节，就是连耶稣要传福音呐、啊，你要 get ready for Jesus to preach， 你要准备一个船，让主耶稣来很方便的啊讲福音呢、啊。
And there are many details that tells about being ready. For example, when Jesus needed to preach, they had to prepare a boat so he would be able to preach.
那个马太福音那边记载说，因为人都拥挤着他，他就不晓得怎么讲啊。
And Matthew says that the crowd was crowding into him, and he could not speak.
那以前没有麦克风，对不对哈？
They did not have a microphone in the past.
那你一定要借着那个 trade wind 啊，从海吹过来的风啊，哦，把你的那个 voice， 把你的声音 carry out， 让很多的观众都可以听得到。
And you needed to rely on the winds from the sea to project your voice.
所以住在船上布道变成一个很重要的事情。
And it became very important to preach on that boat.
那今天我们布道很多细节都要注意到嘞。
We need to take special care of the details when we are evangelizing.
比如说麦克风啊。
For example, the microphone.
真的，我如果你们的教会哈那个麦克风系统不够清楚，真的我建议你要花钱把麦克风修好。
And if the audio microphone system does not work in your church, I do encourage you to invest and fix it.
因为很多老人家来听不到呢。
Because there are many elderly folks who come to listen to the spiritual communication.
真的很多老人家跟我讲说，我真的听不清楚你在讲什么，可能我声音比较沙哑了哈。
And some of the seniors may tell me that they cannot hear what I'm saying, and maybe it's because I'm a little my voice is hoarse.
麦克风真的有帮助，这是一个预备，让那个道理可以讲出去。
And the microphone must be prepared because it helps for the gospel to be preached.
小弟为什么昨天问那个 Sister Lily 说你把福音茶会怎么办讲清楚？
And why did I ask Sister Lily to explain the details of how they conduct their evangelical events?
A gospel tea party, how did they 他们怎么办的？因为我参加过他们很多次，我觉得他们的那个设计哦，都是事先安排过的。
And because I have participated in them several times, I know that they prepare many details ahead of time.
他们那个领事的二十分钟，那个时候已经把道理带出去了，把那个生命的见证带出去，不是哎，我们唱第一首，下个第一首，不是这样子的。他那个是一种诗歌的见证那个领诗歌的人已经把道理在诗歌当中呢，用他的生命在诠释那个诗歌，已经讲出去了。
And even in the person who's leading the hymns, he's already communicating this message of life through the hymns.
然后他们已经安插好了，等一下 discussion 的时候，谁要发言？不是说哦，我们集席哦，大家圣灵感动哦，你轮到你有感动就讲，没有感动就不讲，那不可以的，那是打仗啊，你不可以打仗要准备的。
And they have already prepared beforehand for this war. For example, they set people to participate during the discussion instead of just relying on whether or not they are moved.
你要准备人呢、啊。我们主题已经有了，这次就是讲洗礼，你要讲洗礼的见证，要安排好，你就是你要讲。
For example, we have the topic of baptism. Then they already established a certain person to share testimony about this topic of baptism.
你有预备好，主耶稣就会动工啊。
And if you prepare, then Jesus will work with us.
那没有预备好就很难了哈。
And it is very challenging if we have not prepared.
那我们来教会，人家来，我们真的要 friendly， 要给人家感受到那种耶稣基督的爱。
And when visitors come to our church, we must be friendly so that they can feel the love of God.
人来教会是要找神的。
Because when people come to church, they are seeking out God.
但是人常常在人的身上找到神。
But people can find the testimony of God among other people.
People cannot see God, but can see God in people. 就是你他们来到教会的第一个印象就是你们真的是 我羡慕的那一群人吗？那种人吗、哦、我可以从你们身上 我真的看不到神，但是我看到你们我就知道神真的存在。
And when visitors come, do they see that even though they cannot see God, they can see us and they know because of our testimony that God exists?
因为我们对他们真的我们可以发出基督的爱来。
Because we can show Christ's love to them.
所以早上那个刘弟兄他讲一句，那也是从慕道朋友听过来的一句话，他跟我们在这边重复一次。
And Brother Leo, he shared a comment that was made by a truth seeker.
他说哈，你们这个教，你们这么 crazy， 常常来聚会，这么的疯狂，常常来聚会，啊，又不是真的疯狂的人。你们当中有这么多人都有这么好的职业，所以这个教会一定有什么好东西在里面呢。
And he said, why do they seem so crazy that they continually come to worship in the church? But they must not be crazy because they all have good careers, so there must be something of value here.
所以这个就 motivate 他愿意继续来探讨那个好东西是什么东西啊。
And for this reason, the truth seeker was motivated to find what this good thing was in this church.
所以当我们真的很 friendly 的时候呢，我们有很友善的时候呢，很就很容易的把这个道理带到人的心里面去。
And when we are being friendly, it is easier for us to bring the truth into the heart of another person.
其实我们看主耶稣传福音给撒玛利亚妇人的时候，撒玛利亚妇人是怀着敌意的。
When the Lord Jesus he preached to the Samaritan woman, she actually had
enmity in her heart.
She had enmity in her heart.
她说：“哎，我是撒玛利亚妇人呢，你是拉比，犹太拉比，你为什么跟我要水啊？”
She said, "I'm a Samaritan woman, and you are a Jew. How can you ask me for water?"
主耶稣就是把这个继续友善的激发他对神的一个兴趣。
And he was still very friendly, so to incite the interest she had in God.
所以可以把一个敌对者变成一个福音的帮助者。
And we can take someone who's opposing us to help us in our evangelism.
我们看到这个撒玛利亚妇人后来啊，出去那个。勺子舀水的那个就不顾得了啦，就赶快去城里面传扬耶稣基督啊！把一个反对本来对耶稣有敌意的，变成传扬耶稣基督的人了。
And we see afterwards that the Samaritan woman she even forgot her bucket and she went to preach God, even though at first she had opposed God, but then she was a tool for preaching.
所以我们如果 friendly 对待那些敌意的人哦，真的赢得他主耶稣拣选他，会做很多的工作。
And if we are friendly to our opponents, then the Lord Jesus will use them to do His work.
我听说以前那个谢孙道长老来我们教会慕道是为了找茬的，要跟传道辩论的。
I heard that Elder Shea, when he first came to our church, is because he wanted to debate with our ministers.
可是我们的 minister 一天圣经这样讲，圣经那样讲，他说我都不懂圣经，所以我来查考圣经之后再来跟他 debate。
And because the ministers would turn to the Bible passages, and he didn't know the Bible, so he decided to prepare based on the Bible.
所以从一个想要跟传道辩论的，成为一个被道理俘虏的人呢。
And he went from trying to use the Bible to debate with a minister to be moved by the Bible.
因为他在就是我们教会对这些敌对的人呢，都是怀着善意啊的一种接待。
And the reason is because we have this friendly attitude towards those who oppose the truth.
主耶稣对那个罪人 Zacchaeus 耶稣说：“今天晚上我要到你今天我要到你家去。”
And the Lord Jesus said to Zacchaeus, who was a sinner, that he would go and visit him at his house that night.
这个就是 friendly， 就是即使是罪人，我们也不会瞧不起这些人。
And this is a very friendly attitude where we do not neglect them, even because they're sinners.
Okay, 有些教会哦 homeless。他们我看到有些 homeless 常常到这个教会里面来听福音呢、啊。
And in a church, I see that there are many homeless people who come to listen to the gospel.
那我看这个弟兄姐妹哦，也是很乐意的接待这些人。
And I find that the brothers and sisters are very welcoming to these homeless visitors.
这种 friendly 的态度，我想也会给他们一个好的印象呢。
And this friendly attitude leaves a very good impression in them.
那个小孩子很吵哈、哦，那个门徒不要小孩子到主耶稣面前来。
And the children could be a nuisance, and the disciples wanted to keep them from coming before Jesus.
但是你看主耶稣怎么对待孩子的
？But how did Jesus act towards these children?
我们看马可福音十章十六节。
Let us refer to Mark chapter 10 verse 16.
马可福音十章十六节。
Mark chapter 10 verse 16.
于是抱着你请你读。
And he took the children in his arms, put his hands on them, and blessed them.
耶稣也是对孩子非常 friendly， 对不对？
The Lord Jesus was very friendly to the children.
我们仔细看，这个应该有蹲下才抱得起来，对不对？
Perhaps he must kneel down to the floor to bend down to the floor.
He must squat down. Hold them up and bless them. 应该有三个动作嘛，对不对？
There must be three movements. He must squat down, carry them up, and then bless them.
这是一个很漂亮的图画。
And this is a very beautiful picture.
今天我们教会在宣道上面要对孩子要特别注意。
And in our evangelical work, we must pay special attention to the children.
很多人带很多有孩子的人来到教会听参加灵布道会。
Many friends bring children to participate in the evangelical sessions.
所以布道会的时候，你一定要有 RE 的老师安排 RE 老师来教导孩童哦。
Therefore, in the evangelical services, we must assign the religious education teachers to teach these children.
要安排一些幼幼班的一些帮助那些妈妈来照顾那些幼幼班没有班的那些妈妈们，让他们来专心听道理。
We must also assign certain believers to help the mothers who have young children so that the mothers can concentrate in listening to the message.
有一次，小弟到太平洋教会去。
Once I went to Pacifica Church.
看到一个姐妹，哇，她来聚会嘞。
And there was a sister who came to the service.
那个姐妹哦，小弟注目太平洋教会六年哦，不晓得打电话多少给她吃，她不晓得把我 hang on 多少次电话了，我都。
And I when I had lived in a Pacifica Church for 6 years, I had called her several times, and I don't know how many times she had hung up on me.
我说哇，你来啦。
And I said to her, "You've come."
我真的很高兴哎。
And I was very joyful.
那我当然第一次不好意思问，我等到哈。过几天我比较勇敢，我就问他说：“什么原因让你回来的哈？”
And after a few days, I asked her what was the reason why you came back.
他说：“我女儿很喜欢教会啦。”
Because my daughter likes church.
那个老师对我的女儿好好，我那个女儿然后每次礼拜六跟我吵，妈妈，我今天要去教会。
And the teacher treats my child very well, and my daughter tells me every Saturday I want to go to church.
我们不要看那个小朋友，其实现在的家长都以小孩子做他们生活的中心呢。
And we should not underestimate the importance of children. Many people nowadays treat their children as the center of their lives.
当然这是不对的啦。
Of course, this is incorrect.
但是很多人都这样做啊。
But many people do this.
所以我们这个要 friendly, even to the kids 哦，对小朋友，我们真的也要照顾他们。
Therefore, we must be friendly and take care of the children.
这个对宣道有帮助的。哦、
and this is helpful to evangelism.
我们看下一个 slide。
Next slide.
那我们到底你的我在想，我们在宣道上面，我们的教会应该什么样地方在做 ready 一点哦？你真的可以把福音传出去。
And in what aspect should we be more ready so we can preach the gospel?
我想你应该这样问你自己哦：你们的教会现在是一个宣道的教会吗？
We should ask ourselves, is our church an evangelical church?
我的意思就是说，平常你们的教会真的有慕道朋友来到你们的地方教会吗？
In other words, do true seekers come to your local church?
那如果没有，到底你什么没有预备好呢？
And if they don't, then what are we lacking in our preparations?
如果没有预备好，即使慕道朋友来，受洗了还是会跑掉的。
If we have not prepared, even if true seekers will come and they get baptized, they will be lost in the end.
我觉得整体来讲，我们真耶稣教会对我个人觉得啦，对非亚裔的人，我们的环境还可能真的还没有 ready。
I personally believe that for our non-Asian visitors, we have not made enough preparations in regards to the environment.
因为我们一般的信徒不是很 cultural sensitive。
Because most of the believers are not culturally sensitive.
我们一般都是活在自己很 comfortable zone, 我们自己的一个很我们不愿意牺牲这个享受来迁就可能那个文化上的一个 sensitivity, 我们不太愿意这样做。
And most of us remain in our comfort zone, and we are unwilling to sacrifice our own enjoyment in order to be culturally sensitive.
我举个例子讲，有一次我好几次我到这个 El Monte 教会去聚会。
An example is I went to El Monte Church several times.
我去那边讲道理啦。
And I went there to preach.
当然有翻译嘛，对不对哈
？And they have interpreters.
那下来了要吃饭就没有翻译了嘛，对不对哈？
And after the sermon, when we were about to eat, there were no more interpreters.
我觉得我坐在一个外国的世界里面呢。
And I felt like I was sitting in a foreign environment.
通通是讲韩语的。
Everyone was speaking Korean.
吃泡菜的。
And they were eating kimchi.
还好 我也是不拒绝这个辣的东西了哈。
I don't reject spicy food.
突然之间我觉得我很寂寞了。
And suddenly I felt very lonely.
我是真耶稣教的传道嘞，我有神嘞。
Even though I'm a Jesus Church minister and I have God.
可是我觉得 我不属于这个教会。
But I felt that I did not belong to this church.
我相信神。
I believe in God.
我认识这个道理是对的。
And I know that this is the truth.
但是这个教会不是我要来的。
But this is not the church that I want to visit.
我们同人同此心，心同此理啦。你可以感受到一些非亚裔的人来到我们当中的感受。
And this is how I could experience what non-Asian visitors feel when they come to our church.
那我觉得唯一的 solution 一定要有团契。
And I believe that the only solution is to have fellowship.
因为现在我没有办法改变大部分这个亚裔人的观念，没有办法。
Because we are unable to transform the attitudes of the majority of the Asian congregation.
但是呢，如果有少数人哈，能够关怀这个团体，帮助他们长进，跟他们做朋友，有一个自己的 fellowship， 那他们因为有这个 fellowship， 他们会乐意继续能够用 fellowship 的爱来一起成长。
But if there is a minority who can care for their needs, then these non-Asian visitors can grow in the fellowship.
感谢主，我觉得，比如说我觉得我们这边的西裔的信徒哈，他们蛮乐。我个人觉得，我倒是目前还没有发现到因为教会的什么东西而离开这里的，我还没有，目前我没有看到了哦。
Thank God I have not yet seen a circumstance where our Hispanic believers have left because of some situation at church.
因为他们有一个西文的查经班，他们有自己的聚会的时间。那么也有一群人呢他们相当追求，相当关怀。
They have a Spanish Bible study where they can worship God, and they also have a group of people who care for them.
他们在一起计划怎么样宣道。
And together, they plan how they are to evangelize.
但是他们又没有离开教会啊。
And they have not left the church.
他们也是属于教会的一个 fellowship.
And this group is also a part of the fellowship in the church.
他们在一个church council 的under the guidance of the religious affairs from church council. 他们有这个church council 的人的一个帮助辅导。
And they are also considered under the religious affairs department of church.
所以你会知道教会。不同的团契我们如果做得很好，可能就比较 ready 让更多的族群进到我们教会里面来。
Therefore, if we are prepared and do a good job in our fellowships, then we will be ready for more visitors to come to our church.
其实如果不谈注意问题哦，一个教会有没有准备好，其实要看这个教会圣洁度、神同工度、神愿不愿意在这个教会同工啊。这个是最主要的，这个跟种族文化都没有关系。神愿不愿意在这个教会同工，这个是第一个准备。
The first preparation that we need to have has nothing to do with race, which is whether or not God is willing to work with us.
神从天上看到这个教会。
When God sees this church from heaven,
他们真的有宣道的负担吗？
Do they have this responsibility of evangelical work?
我愿意到他们当中来彰显我的大能吗？
And am I willing to be manifested among them and show my might?
你读那个 Deuteronomy 哦，那个以色列百姓营中有嘟嘟，神不来的啦。If, 营中有那个大便哦，神不愿意来的。
If we read in the book of Deuteronomy, if there is feces in the camp, then God will not come.
太脏了。
Because it's too unclean.
如果今天你发现到你的教会很久都没有人得圣灵，宣道都没有办法发展，信徒很软弱，可能这个教会的罪恶没有除掉。
And if we witness that in our church there are no people receiving the Holy Spirit, or there are many who are weak in faith, it may be because there is a lack of holiness in the church.
或者是信徒吵来吵去的。
Or there may be disputes among the believers.
没有和睦。
And there is no harmony.
那你叫神怎么下来跟你同工呢？
Then how can we ask God to work with us?
所以我们说要 ready， 你第一个就是要看有没有那个 quality， 有没有那种属灵的让神愿意跟我们在一起的 quality。
The first thing we need to do to be ready is to find out whether or not we have the quality for God to be willing to work with us.
要成为一个圣洁的教会。
We must be a holy church.
要一个和睦的教会。
And we must be a harmonious church.
这个是我们内部的工作。
And this is internal work.
那再来就是当慕道朋友真的来到你面前的时候。
And when our two seeking friends are before us,
你有没有办法 ready 可以跟他们讲五大教义呢？
Are we ready to explain to them the five basic doctrines?
十大信条介绍耶稣基督呢？
And the ten principles and also introduce to them the Lord Jesus.
Ten basic belief, huh?Ten basic belief. 你有没有帮我介绍耶稣基督呢？哦，对，你赶快的啊。所以我们那个慕道，这个我们做宣道，我们这宣道人员哦，基本道理一定要熟。
Therefore, our evangelical workers must be familiar with our basic beliefs.
最近有个弟兄他说他想翻译一些 flyer 成为西文呢，哈。
There was a brother who wanted to translate some flyers into Spanish.
那在问说哪个 flyer 比较好？
And he asked me which is the best flyer to translate.
你知道非洲人最喜欢哪个 flyer 吗？他们我们到非洲去，非洲最先到人最喜欢有一个 flyer 哈，上面通通是我们的信条，然后后面好多经文。他们最喜欢那个 flyer， 常常放在心里面哈。所以讲道理的时候，那个就是小抄啊。哦，这个心里的道理经文在这里。他们最喜欢那个 flyer， 因为那里面、哦、充满了我们的信条，还有很多的经文。
And the favorite flyer for the African believers is one that has the basic beliefs along with their supporting Bible verses, and they place it in their Bible as a cheat sheet.
所以我们要熟了，我们到底要熟。
Therefore, we must be familiar with the doctrine.
你看腓利亚遇到埃提阿伯的爱见，埃提阿伯在读这个以赛亚书。
For example, when Philip he met the Ethiopian eunuch, he found that this eunuch was studying the book of Isaiah.
啊，他可以问他说：“你读的你懂不懂啊？”
And he asked him, "Do you understand what you are reading?"
如果哪一天我们圣经的功力到达这个地步，应该是不错了。任何人读什么书，你可以问他说：“你懂不懂啊？”
And it would be great if we can reach that level of understanding where we can ask someone if they understand what they're reading in the Bible.
Yes. 那再来，我觉得我们那个，因为我们来到这个地方哦，英文真的很重要，或是西文啊，那真的很重要。
And here in the US, it is very important to have a command of English and Spanish.
哎，我有时候我听到一些弟兄姐妹的翻译哈，真的，他们翻的比讲到的还好嘞。
And sometimes I hear the interpretations, and the interpreters are doing a better job than the speaker.
我讲名字没有关系嘛哈。
And I can mention the name.
我每次那个 Stephen Koo 在翻译，我都觉得哇，这个人翻的比那个正道的那个还好啊。
For example, when brother Stephen Koo he translates, he does a better job than the person speaking.
所以有时候我觉得不是我们一般人听 second translation 哦，因为我们的翻译，对不起，我们讲到也是一样，我们大家都要进步。有我们的西文，我们的英文，我们在语文上 give some， 我们要 prepare 好，让人家来的时候听啊，可以真的听到 100% 哦。
And we also must prepare in the aspect of language so that the visitors who come, they can understand it, the message completely.
真耶稣教会要从双语变成单语、哦、这一条路至少还我看还有20年。
And I believe that it will take about 20 years for the True Jesus Church to go from a dual language church into a single language church.
我们讲到的不是讲英语的，讲英语的你一定要换中文，讲中文的你一定要换英文吗？没有办法。
And we have to have interpretation of both Chinese and English.
因为我们现在教会的形态没有办法走到那个地步，是一种自然演进的。很多教会已经开始用英文讲道，中文翻译了。
And at this point, we need this dual translation. Even though some of the churches are moving into English of speaking and then Chinese translation.
这个卡诺加教会以前要求小弟讲到一定要讲英文、啊、虽然是很痛苦还是要讲。
For example, in Canoga Park Church, they requested that I speak in English, even though it is challenging for me.、
哦、我们新的一代的青年起来了，我们现在有青年的传道根本不会讲中文。
And we have a new generation, and some of the younger ministers do not speak Chinese.
但是你也要懂得翻译成其他语文呢、啊。
But we must also be able to translate it or interpret it to other languages.
像我们伯恩教会，他们现在就在谈到说，这个西语的翻译也蛮重要的。
For example, in the Bowen Park Church, we are considering the importance of Spanish interpretation.
因为有的人呢，他听不懂英文，也听不懂中文呢。
Because some of the visitors they don't understand English or Chinese.
那我们 ready 了没有？有没有办法把这个语言的人才真的训练到越来越好呢？
And are we ready in training our interpreters so that they become better and better?
那其他的宣道的一些配套措施哈。
And then we have
administration 到了宣道的配套措施啊。
And we also have some administrative issues.
我常常想，如果这些我们有时候小看这个很重要，但是这个其实这个小看这些事情，但是如果这些没有准备好，有时候神不会动工啊。
And we often overlook this, but if we do not prepare for it, then God will also not work with us.
我讲一个自己的经验了哈。
And I like to share my personal experience.
有一段时间我注目一个地方教会。
I was a pastor in a certain church.
那没有经验啊，我也没经验，他们也没有经验啊。
And I didn't have experience, and they did not have experience.
然后后来要去海边受洗啊。
And we were going to baptize by the sea.
真的呢，我们也没有人去看海边哪里比较适合，所以呢，我们就一群人哈、哦，从这一点，哎，这里不适合，要走到那一点，那里又不适合，走到那一点，我们就海边绕来绕去，不晓得哪里可以受洗啊。
And nobody had gone to scout the area, so we went from one location to the next location, trying to find a suitable site.
那又遇到大退潮哈，所以我不知道怎么办。我那个 baby 就一直抱抱抱，走到从这边到车子那么远哦，那风又很大，那个妈妈在岸上一直哭啊，转到把我 baby 抱那么远，一直哭啊。
Because the tide was receding, I had to carry a baby all the way to the distance of the parking lot, and the mother was on the shore crying because the baby was being carried away.
那个洗礼都没有人做预备的工作了
，and even
no one prepared for water baptism， 啊、哦，没有人去看水，看什么？没有人都没有人做
，and no one has scouted out the area for the baptism。
后来我们就学会了，这个连这个事情你要准备啊，这个 logistic administration 其实影响到神的工作。
We learned that even the logistics will affect God's work。
我知道他们开始准备好之后，就开始有人看异象。开始有人在洗礼场看异象。
After they made these preparations, some people saw visions at the baptismal site.
所以你说宣道，灵恩布道会很多 logistic， 你不要小看它，其实也蛮重要的。
And we should not overlook the logistic issues in evangelical work.
到最后我想说，我们还是要注意不一样的人，尤其不一样的人种的需要来到我们教会的时候，我们要注意一下。
And we must also take special note of the needs of non-Asian visitors.
这个感谢主了，我看到有些人真的生根在教会里面。
And I really thank God that I observed some members who have a very deep root in the church.
虽然他们来到一个比较陌生的环境。
Even though they came to an unfamiliar environment.
这个是完全神的工作，这个人做不来。
And this is truly the work of God. It cannot be accomplished by man.
我常常在想说，波特夫体可以做传道，武体弟兄啊 ，Pastor Vuti 可以当传道。
I often think about how a Pastor Vuti could become a minister.
我以前真的常常为他担心呢。
I often used to worry about him.
他怎么当得下去呢
？How can be he be a minister？
因为他一句中文都不会讲，可是我们大部分的信徒都是中国人，都是讲中文的。
And it's because he does not speak any Chinese, even though a great majority of the congregation is Chinese speaking.
但是我觉得哈，那是个很大的障碍，但是不是绝对的问题。
And even though that is a great shortcoming, but it is not an absolute problem.
I realize it is a great obstacle, but it's not an absolute problem. It's not a problem absolutely, 是不是？要怎么翻译？我不知道。是一个 great obstacle， 但不是一个绝对的问题，不是也不是问题就对了啦。哦。
And even though it is an obstacle, it is not a problem.
是个障碍，就是他有很多的困难，他要当传道有很多的困难。
And there were many challenges to him becoming a minister.
但是因为他的爱很深呢，对神的爱很深。
Because he has a very deep love for God.
所以这条路他走得下去。
And that is why he can continue in this path.
因为我们对这个culture 不是很 sensitive， 我们不是很，我们很，我们就是很活在自己的世界里面呢。
We are not very culturally sensitive because we live in our own world.
那保罗说，我跟什么样的人在一起，要做什么样的人
？But Paul said, whoever I am with, I will be like them.
要为了是要得到那个人。
In order to save this person.
我真的很感谢主，我看到很多人真的可以留在真耶稣教会，如果不是根扎得很深是不容易的。
And I really thank God that many can remain in the church, and it can only happen because they are deeply rooted.
这次Deacon Soga 在这个 Minister Seminar 讲了一句话，很感动我。
Deacon Soga shared a very moving comment during the Minister Seminar.
他说呢，在真耶稣教会不应该有种族的文化。
He said that there should not be a specific cultures in church.
我们在真耶稣教要有一个新的文化。
In the True Jesus Church, we need to have a new culture.
那就是在真理跟圣灵下，大家可以共同接受的一个文化。
And that is a culture that is based on truth and spirit and mutual acceptance.
我觉得这是真的，这是对的。
And I believe that this is a correct understanding.
所以我们要准备好怎么样迎接更多的非亚裔的人来到我们当中。
And we must be prepared to receive more non-Asian visitors and friends.
那我们再看下一个 slides.
Next slide.
我们教会怎么样做得更 friendly 一点呢？
And how can we make transform into a more friendly church?
除了刚刚我们所提的，我是觉得说我们要尽量分设教会。
We also need to subdivide the church.
Branch out the church.
We need to branch out the church.
那为什么要 branch out the church 呢？因为这是就是让桃城啊，你要设立桃城，要让很多人容易进来哦。
And why should we branch out? And we need to establish cities of refuge so that people can come.
你看那个摩西亚啊，耶稣亚他们设立桃城啊，三个在河的东边，三个在河的西边。
And when Joshua established these cities of refuge, three were on the east side of the river and three on the west side.
那他们的距离是等距离的，就是让逃的人可以方便逃得进去。
And they were at an equal distance so that it would be easy for people to run over to them for refuge.
那今天我们要尽量分设，如果人力够，道理够，要尽量分设。
And if we have enough resources and truth, then we should branch out.
当然要留点空间让主耶稣工作了。
Of course, we should also give the Lord a chance to work.
有的人算得很准才要分设，算得什么都有了，这个等于把主耶稣你要算，但是要留点空间给主耶稣做。
And we do need to count the number of members before branching out, but we also need to give the Lord a chance to work among us.
那让他们放那这个就是我想第一个 friendly， 我想第二个分享。第二个就是，既然我们来到这边有些 environment 的事情我们要去注意一下。
And secondly, we must take notice of environmental topics.
有一段时间我们伯恩教会在谈那个 church sign 到底要什么语言比较好。
And in the Ballin Park Church, we were discussing how, what languages we should include in the church sign.
其实我是觉得，无论你放什么 sign， 你一定要英文啊。
And I thought that we need to have English.
No matter what.
No matter what.
You can put Spanish. You can put Chinese. No matter what, 但一定要英文啊。
We could include either Chinese or Spanish, but we have to have English.
因为我们来到这个国家，我们的门是向四方打开的。你不要只有放自己族裔的语言就好了。
And because we have come to the United States, then our temple doors must be open in every direction. We should not hold on to our own language.
那有些东西是我们很台湾，我们很中国的文化。
And there are some very Taiwanese or Chinese traditions.
比如说在厕所里面放一个 garbage can.
For example, in the bathrooms, we have a garbage can.
这个是很小的事情，但是真的有时候会让人家很恶心的。
And this may be a small matter, but it may be disgusting to some.
因为我们不是中国人，你不会有那种感觉。
And if we're Asian, then we might not feel as disgusted.
我那个真的那个夏威夷的弟兄姐妹来到我们美国的大陆的教会。
When the Hawaiian believers come to the mainland churches,
他们不相信为什么你们把一个那擦屁股的东西放在那个篮子里面，然后你在那边闻呢
？They can't understand why we. Leave the used toilet paper in the garbage can and smell it.
夏威夷人他们没办法了解啊。
And then the Hawaiian believers cannot understand it.
很多东西应该是可以改进的啦。
And there are some things that can be changed.
这个应该是几个 commercial toilet 就可以解决了，是不是？
If we said some commercial toilets, then this problem can be resolved.
很多事情我们要 environmental friendly， 我们有时候环境也要设的让人家更愿意接受一点点。
And we should also make changes to the environment so that it will be more welcoming to our visitors.
我们对一些个人要 people 要 friendly.
And we also need to be friendly to the people.
有几个圣经章节很感动我。
And there were several verses that moved me.
我们看约翰三书。
Let's turn to the third book of John.
约翰三书。
Third of John.
第十四节。
Verse 14.
约翰三书十四节。
Third John, verse 14.
请读。
I hope to see you soon, and we will talk face to face.
好，你要 friendly， 你要人家来了，你要跟他们有一个 conversation， 要 talk face to face， 要跟他们当面谈一谈，哦。
And one way to be friendly is to speak to visitors face to face.
你有时候慕道者最后见证说，我来到你们教会，这个教会人好多，我一个人坐在那个板凳下面坐一个下午都没有人来理我，我听了实在心里难过。
And some truth seekers share with me that even though you have many members in the church, sometimes I will sit by myself for all day and nobody approaches me, and I feel very sorrowful when I hear this.
越大的教会更容易觉得孤单哦。
And in bigger churches, it might be easier to become to feel lonely.
第十五节。
Verse 15.
第十五节 ，please read. 十三节，十五节，最后一节。
Peace to you. The friends here send their greetings.
我们要常常 greet each other.
We must greet each other.
我们要常常跟人家问安呐 ，say hello, hi, how are you?
We must say hi.
我们这个也是一个让人家觉得很 welcome 哦，很 friendly 的一个方法。
And this is one way that we can make them feel welcome.
再来，请继续往下读。
Greet the friends there by name.
By name， 你要知道他们的名字啦。
We need to know their name.
有时候慕道者来了半天，我知道有时候要决定谁要受洗了，我们的职务人员不晓得那个慕道者叫什么名字。
Sometimes the truth seekers have been with us for some time, and when they decide to be baptized, some church council members do not even know their name.
那这个代表我们可能对宣道不够关心。
And this may mean that we don't take enough notice of the evangelical work.
真的，每个人都希望你记住他们的名字。
Everyone wants people to remember their name.
这个都是很基本的，我们在外面都学过的东西啦。
And this is very basic and fundamental.
我想我就谈到这里啊。
And this will conclude my sharing.
那我们大家去讨论一下哈。
那个，
因为有一些问题，那个带领的人你自己选，你们想要谈的问题，在讲义的第六页。
And there are several questions, so the team leader can select the questions to be covered. It is on page 6 of your handout.
希望那我们就按照原来的组去分开讨论。
And we can go back to our established discussion teams.
那个12点钟的时候，我们会摇钟，大家要强迫结束回来祷告。
At 12 o'clock, we will ring the bell, and you will be obligated to come back to pray.
因为我们有照相啊。
Because we will have our group photo.
祷告完之后要照相啊。
After prayer.
所以我们不能拖了，这一堂不能拖了。好，那请大家到各组去讨论。
Please proceed to your discussion areas.